Hi, this is Steve. I'm in Portland at a mapping party here in the United States, and appropriately enough, we're actually in the map room of the, I think this is the Central Portland Library, is it?
It is.
And I'm with Dave Hansen, the famous Dave Hansen, who did a lot of the work of importing Tiger. So who is Dave Hansen?
Well, I've lived in Portland about 8 years now. I was originally brought out here from where I grew up in Illinois by IBM, who hired me to work on the Linux kernel. So I'm an open source developer. My profession, I work on improving the Linux kernel for things that IBM needs. And I've been out here probably 3 or 4 years, and I was looking for some free map data for my Garmin GPS, and I ran across OpenStreetMap.
So what were your first thoughts when you came across OpenStreetMap?
Wow, the US is really empty. This isn't even worth looking at. So I think I put it away and I didn't look at it again. And probably a year or two later, I started looking again, mm-hmm. and I realized it was still just as empty.
Right.
So I went to go look at it and looked at a couple of mailing lists, and people said, no, stay away from the U.S. Don't do any mapping there. Don't do what we're doing in Europe, because there's this big import called Tiger coming. And if you upload your stuff, we're just going to override it. So leave the U.S. alone. Don't touch it. Okay, fine. So I ignored them, and I went and did a little mapping in my local area, thinking, well, you know, stuff will pick up from here. It'll get better. So I waited a couple of months and did some local streets and, you know, made sure to upload all my tracks and pretty much worked on a completely empty area where I was. And at this point, there were probably less than 10 or 15 mappers in the U.S. I mean, there were very few areas that were actually being worked on. So I went and uploaded my original area and went back and tried to find the guys who were working on Tiger a little later, and basically wasn't able to get a hold of any of them. So I went digging in the SVN repository where all the OpenStreetMap source code is kept. And I found some code that was there that was meant to take the Tiger data and turn it into OpenStreetMap. And I started looking at some of the old efforts. There was originally an effort to upload Tiger that kind of ended disastrously, with all of the data being dumped back out of the database because it turned out to be a big mess and was very inconsistent.
Just in case people don't know, what's Tiger?
Tiger is the U.S. Census Bureau's data set. It's more than just streets. It encompasses things like political boundaries and places that aren't necessarily even cities. The Census Bureau calls them populated areas, maybe neighborhoods or just an unincorporated area around where you live. But it's basically the way that the Census Bureau is able to map where you say you live, your address and so forth, to an actual geographical place. And this, you know, it fits into their mission of trying to figure out where everybody in the country is, so we can do things like, you know, draw the correct boundaries for voting and so forth. So that Tiger is their database that they use to store all of this data and organize it. Mm-hmm. So after I realized nobody was working on it, I went and found this code that some other people had done. I can't remember the names at this point because it was a couple of years ago. But I took some code that other people had actually used to create some rudimentary OpenStreetMap files and just started improving it. And started posting it onto the OpenStreetMap mailing list and having people look at it and say, this is garbage, don't do it this way, or this is a better way to do it. And so I think we went through 3 or 4 iterations of that. And then I said, okay, I'm going to start uploading stuff. And I think I uploaded a county in Oregon first, and then a county in Illinois where I grew up. Because the Tiger data is on their FTP server, but it's organized by files that are basically counties. There are a couple places in this country where the data isn't counties, it's on city levels and so forth, but those are really rare. It's mostly just on the county level. So once I uploaded a couple of counties, and the data looked good, it rendered up in the normal maps, people could look at it, they said, that looks pretty good, you can go on a larger scale. And they said, okay, well, just try and start uploading it. So I started uploading it from my house. And I said, this seems really, really slow, because the OpenStreetMap database server that I was uploading to is in the UK, I believe. And I'm here on the west coast of the US, so it's got a pretty long round trip. And I think I calculated it was going to take something like 30 years to complete at the current rate that I was going. So I said, guys, this is a little bit of a problem. I know that we're not in a hurry here, but maybe we can do better than 30 years. I don't remember if it was 30 years, but it was some ridiculously long period of time. So I was able to get an account on a machine that was in a rack right next to the database server. So that made things go quite a bit faster. And I do think it took, once we started uploading, I think it took a number of months, 2 or 3, 4 months, something like that. And the process that we used was, somebody went to the trouble of making another map that was overlaid on top of OpenStreetMap that showed what all of the county names were in the entire U.S. And so what I did was I went and looked at that, and I found counties that were completely empty, and I put those at the top of my queue of things to upload. And so I made sure to avoid existing places where there was data, so I didn't step on anybody's toes. But it wasn't a real problem because most of the U.S. is really, really empty at this point. So towards the end of the import, we started running into areas where people had actually had data. And what we did in almost all those cases was as people decided to remove the data that they had and use the Tiger data instead. And I think there may have only been something like two counties in the whole U.S. where we didn't do that. Because there were a couple of counties where people had been incredibly active and incredibly good, and they actually had better data there than Tiger could provide. So we skipped a few counties, but almost all the data in the U.S. actually came from Tiger. And the one statewide exception to that is Massachusetts, where there was a state create a data set that was better than Tiger's. So they used their state data instead of the federal government's data.
So in terms of all those counties, are those counties all joined up together?
They aren't, actually. That was one of the things that probably could have been done, but I didn't do. It was really, really simple. The way that I uploaded was I took the individual counties, I ran this conversion script on them to turn them into OpenStreetMap format, and then I just dumped them right into the database. There was a few things like massaging the lengths of a few of the roads and trying to make sure. Tiger actually doesn't have a concept of ways like OpenStreetMap does. It just has individual segments. We don't even have segments in our database anymore. But think of it as instead of having individual, instead of having something that we called a street, Tiger was broken down into almost individual blocks. And so every place that there would have been a block or a turn in the road had a different unit in Tiger. And so what I had to do was stitch all those things together into the ways or streets that we use in OpenStreetMap. Mm-hmm. And so there was a lot of work done to make sure that those looked okay and that those kind of behaved themselves. It wasn't perfect, but it worked over most of the country pretty well.
So what's the state of the map in the U.S. now as a result of all this and then people fixing it?
There is an incredible amount of change that goes on now. As I said, when I started, I don't even think there were two dozen mappers in the U.S. that were active on any level. And now, I don't even know what the numbers are, but there's anywhere I go in the U.S., there's somebody that's modified the Tiger data almost exclusively. I cannot, it's very difficult to find anywhere that somebody hasn't made at least a small edit to what's going on. And the great thing about Tiger was it may not have been perfect data, but at least gave people a place to start. And so it isn't perfect, and it has a lot of errors in it that people can work on. Being flawed, it's actually a great thing to have because people know that it's actually editable and people can approach it. But after we have this nice framework for things to work with, it makes it a lot more approachable where people can actually go and use it and where people can say, well, instead of my street being a blank area on the map, there's at least something there that looks like my street. I know it isn't actually shaped like that, so I can go make the correct shape for the street. It's a lot more approachable now that we have data all over the U.S. and at least a skeleton to build off of. Mm-hmm. I kind of like to think of it like GPS traces. You know, you may go out and acquire those. They're not perfect. They're not always right on your street, but they give you a framework to build off of. Mm-hmm. And OpenStreetMap is like GPS traces, but it already has names on it even. So it's like GPS traces on steroids.
Mm-hmm. So what's your involvement with OpenStreetMap these days?
Well, I still do a lot of local mapping, and I make sure and carry my GPS around everywhere I go. When I travel, I tend to go back and look at the areas I've been and try and fix up roads to my GPS traces and correct any errors that I know of. I try to stick to areas where I have kind of personal knowledge of things, but I do a little bit of mapping. But honestly, my focus is a little more on the tools behind things. I've been hacking on Jawsome a little bit lately, trying to fix up a couple of the plugins. I really like the idea of the validator plugin, which can go and look at OpenStreetMap data that you've loaded into your editor and make sure that it's correct and follows regular conventions. And sometimes it can automatically fix up errors in there, and other times it can just tell you that something is wrong and you need to go look at it manually. So I've made some enhancements to that lately to make it, actually I've aimed mostly at Tiger data, because there were a lot of mistakes that we can fix in a very automated way. So you, in a lot of cases, you load up the data into Jawsome, you hit one button, you hit fix it, and it fixes. And I think things like the Tiger import have really shown that these automated tools can be really, really helpful. And supplementing individual people to go out and look at things.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything going to be done about stitching up these counties together throughout the U.S.?
I hope so. I'm not personally looking at it, mm-hmm. But some of the people have expressed some interest, and it shouldn't be too difficult to go out and do in the end. Mm-hmm. There's only there's a relatively restricted area where the counties actually meet, and we know where those are. Mm-hmm. We even have data in the database to show where all the counties start and end. Mm-hmm. That came from a separate import than mine, but it's there. So it shouldn't be too difficult for someone to go through and write something that would programmatically go stitch them all together, but I haven't seen any work on it lately, and I'm not working on it. So if anybody is interested in that, let me know. I can show you where to start at least.
Mm-hmm. And what about addressing in the U.S.?
Well, there have been a couple of efforts over time to try and find some scheme that will work. The current one that people are working on appears to be taking the ways that represent a street and laying two additional ways, one on either side of that street, to represent the addressing. And this isn't optimal. If you move the original street, the other ways may not go along with it. And so it has some issues, but it does appear to be the best thing people have come up with so far, and we'll probably be continuing with that until a better way is found, or we'll use that exclusively.
So given that Talk US is relatively low traffic, what do you think can be done to pull in more people in the States to OpenStreetMap?
It's really difficult to say. I think the Tiger data import was a good first step. These mapping parties, of course, are another great one. I just tell people about it. I was talking to my barber about it yesterday when we were talking about what we were going to do this weekend. I tried to explain what it was.
Is your barber an OpenStreetMap?
Oh, no. Actually, yeah, that's a good point. I probably should have stuck him in there. I think just talking to people about it. I was trying to explain to my parents the other weekend what it was. So I think as people become more and more aware of it, they start to think more and more of it. And the other thing is, if we can get things out there like the things that CloudMade's done with the maps you can just load directly into your commercial GPS, like your Garmin or your TomTom, I think that's a great start. And people can actually start using this data. I think those are some of the best things that have been done. I actually have those loaded in my GPS right now, so mm-hmm. they've been really handy. But showing things like that, people can actually go and use with very low barriers entry, like a bunch of the iPhone apps that they're using it these days. I think those are the best ways to get people involved.
So what's the most interesting thing you've seen in OpenStreetMap in your time there?
Oh, that's a hard question. The neatest things I've seen are when I go back to an area and I see that somebody's just done a ton of work in fixing up things that I don't think I would have ever gone and looked at. Like I looked at my university a couple of months ago, and somebody had gone through and put all the walking paths, and you could see all of the different bits of the campus stitched together, and that was really, really cool. Because the last time that I looked at it, it was just blank roads, and now it has all these walking paths and all of these locations of buildings. So I was really impressed at the way that it grew. So I'd say the things that I look at that are basically blank one day, and then they're just completely populated the next day.
Mm-hmm. So where can people find you?
I hang out in the OpenStreetMap IRC channel a bunch. D. Hansen in there. I also read the Talk US mailing list. You can also message me on the OpenStreetMap website.
That's D. Hansen.
Actually, I think I'm Dave Hansen.
Dave Hansen.
The same username as all the Tiger data.
Well, thanks very much.
Sure.